Welcome to Community Focus with Lisa Phillips, where we shine a spotlight on the community and more. I'm your host, Singing Lisa. I'm glad you're here. Joining me is a beautiful and talented young lady, Melissa Odom with Queendom Aesthetics. And she tells me that she is a licensed esthetician and also the queen of everything beautiful. So I am very happy to meet her because I love a confident woman. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad to have you here. And so, of course, when you give yourself a title of Queen of Everything Beautiful, please tell us how all of that got started for you. When did you first start knowing that I am a queen?
Oh, my goodness. I swear, 5 years ago, I was just like feeling, I went through a transition of like just wanting to be natural. So I cut all my hair off. As you see me today, I'm always long today, short tomorrow. So I cut all my hair off and I kind of just went through this transition of I had a daughter and then I just felt like really renewed or something. I had experienced the loss of a son prior to that pregnancy. And so just being able to give birth to her and it be successful and being able to breastfeed her successfully, it kind of encouraged me to just kind of, it just was like my self-esteem kind of went up. And so I felt inspired to really just start calling myself Queen. A lot of people call me Black Beauty. So before this, everyone was like Black Beauty, Black Beauty. So I just felt inspired to just start empowering myself and calling myself Queen. And then with that, I just start calling other women Queens. And it just
stuck.
Since. Yes.
Well, I love it. And of course, with having some difficulties and some prior struggles, that does give you a sense of knowing yourself a lot better. Mm-hmm. And like you said, building that confidence and becoming empowered. And so have you always been interested in beauty? Has that been something?
No, actually, I have not always been interested in beauty. Okay. I was really a tomboy. So I was really interested in sports. It got to a point when I had my oldest daughter, who's about to be 14, and I wasn't attached to her in a way of, like, I was motherly, but I just wasn't, like, I think I was really, I thought I should have been a son's mom, because I was very, you know, very
athletic.
Tomboyish, very athletic, very aggressive, so it was just pretty much, I've always been pretty confident and just strong-willed. So when I had her, and she wanted to get her nails polished, and get her hair combed and make sure she had a bow. She was very tedious in her beauty. It kind of inspired me to kind of want to like, okay, well, maybe I need to, you know, juice it up a little bit too. Mm-hmm. And so it started then, like 14 years ago, I just started to get a little bit more just like girly. So I think I kind of stepped into like more beauty and stuff like that around that time.
So she helped you to really find that inner beauty
that femininity.
Yeah. And absolutely. Allowed you to kind of really pay attention to the details.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, a girl will do that, right?
Yes.
Right. What strong points do you have now that you've gone into that direction? What would you say is your strongest feature? I know you said you're strong-willed, you're confident. What do you like more about yourself now that you've been through what you have?
Honestly, just my ability to just kind of speak up for myself. I always laugh and say my mouth has always been like a gift and a curse. But like throughout this transition in my life, I find that it's been more of a show. I've been able to show my gift more versus kind of sometimes my mouth used to get me in trouble. And so now I'm able to reflect my words and use my words wisely. I'm able to just, if I am in a state of overthinking, I'm thinking of positive thoughts. So I always kind of give myself daily affirmations. So I'm able to just kind of be more forthcoming with who I am. I don't have to like live a lie or hide in a shell. I'm just really more confident in just who I am as an individual.
Now, do you find that your daughter has a lot of your qualities? We already know that she... Really?
No. Oh, okay. My God. So my thing is, I've never just really been shy. That's just not my thing. She's very shy. She reminds me so much of her father. He's more laid back, very quiet. He's an introvert. And she is just him all the way. This child don't even look like me. I'm just like, are you sure this is my kid? You know, I need to do ancestry or something again to make sure. Because she's the total opposite of me. Mm-hmm. But like I said, she has made me discover who I am as a woman. Mm-hmm. So but we don't have many things in common mm-hmm. at all. She's different. Still to this day, I like sports. Mm-hmm. She's played basketball and she's played volleyball, but I feel like those were the things that she did because I kind of forced it up on her. Mm-hmm. She really just want to be fabulous and mm-hmm. mind her business.
What drew you now from learning about the beautiful side of yourself into the fashion or into the beauty industry, actually taking it to another level?
I think what has kind of made me take it to another level, because what I'm doing now is really genuinely was a hobby. And I laugh about this because I went through this time where, like I said, by the time I was 21, I had 4 kids. So I went through this time of just trying to figure out, okay, what am I going to really be? What am I going to do? I know I always wanted to just have a good job. I knew I never really wanted to be told what to do. So I really struggled with what I wanted to do with my life. And when I think about it now, as becoming an entrepreneur in the beauty industry and becoming an esthetician, I laugh and I say I've been an esthetician since I was 12 because I had eczema, and I remember like getting Crisco and like mixing it up with something else and like putting it on my arms. I was like, this will help my eczema. So I've always kind of just, you just never know what life takes you back, and you reflect back on it and like, oh, well, I was actually doing this. Mm-hmm. I really didn't see myself being in the beauty industry. I thought I would probably be more or less managing like a bank or something, because I worked at a bank prior to this. I worked at AT&T, so I've worked in like really like management roles. So I just never saw myself in the beauty industry. It really is just by God, divine's purpose mm-hmm. that this happened the way that it has. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love working in the beauty industry now. It's just not what I expected.
Many people are in the beauty industry at some level. Some are just doing eyelashes, some are doing hair, some are doing makeup. But now as an esthetician, for those that may not know exactly what you do, because that's more involved, explain that.
Okay, so for me, I consider myself a melanin expert. I love melanin skin. I really focus on more Latino, African American, Asian skin, more melanin skin complexion. I like to say I work dermatology. I can do pretty much every single thing as a dermatologist would, but I can't write you a prescription and I can't diagnose you. But I'm able to identify the same skin disorders and skin diseases as a dermatologist would, but I'm just not licensed by the board of dermatology or anything.
But you can give great advice.
But I can give great advice. Mm-hmm. And I find that I am more familiarized with our skin. And in the industry now, when it comes to just cosmetics procedures, there are not many black dermatologists. Mm-hmm. And so we need someone that can see our skin and understand our skin versus just other races. Not that, you know, it takes away from their education and their background, but there is really a different way that you treat African American skin, a more melanated skin, than you would with a Caucasian skin, you know, ethnicity. Sure. So for me, I love to just say, just being in the beauty industry, being an esthetician, I'm able to, I love to just specialize in skin. So at my spa, we do facials and waxes and tea whitening, these things and all of those different things. But I kind of like to call myself like our spa, like the skin clinic. When they think about skin care or skin disorders, or if somebody breaks out, they're like, girl, you better go to Queendom. So I pride myself on that.
That's a great accomplishment. What do you think you're most proud of having? Having all that you've accomplished and the way you've been able to help people, what are you most proud of?
What I'm most proud of is really just being able to, just, I didn't see myself growing a business just with my history and with my background. I'm just most proud of just being able to just have some freedom to really control my 24 hours. I just love that I'm able to spend more time with my children. Mm-hmm. Like before here, I took them to track meet, and then I was like, okay, let me rush back over here. But still being able to have that time where I can say, okay, well, I don't need to work at 3:00. I have to be and, you know, get my kids from school at 3:00. So
you,
that's the
options.
Thing I'm most proud of. I have options. Yeah. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of, to be honest, because I found myself in the beginning of entrepreneurship not being the best mother that I could be because I was putting my all into my business. And then I started to identify the disconnect with my children and it became challenging. No mother doesn't just naturally want to not be a good mother, mm-hmm. even though the sacrifices that I was making, long hours at the office, traveling and everything, putting forth to the business was for the greater good of them. They didn't understand that. I always say kids don't care about the shoes and all that. They care about the time. So now being able to give more time to my kids is the most fulfilling thing to me right now.
That is wonderful what you said, because many people are trying to figure out how to balance that. And so as you've gone through that experience, and even though the sacrifice may be necessary, what is the advice you would give someone who is maybe on the journey that you're on, trying to discover where they actually belong, and but they have a family? What's your advice to them?
I would always just tell them, keep their family first. Because at the end of the day, if the family, if the business fails or the relationship fails or whatever, you still have your family to kind of tackle back on for that love and that support and that care. So I would always just say, keep your family first. Of course, pretty much figure out a balance of, okay, this is the time that I need to spend with my family, and this is the time that I need to put forth with my business. Really just kind of getting organized at the beginning and figuring out how much time you really want to put forth in your business. Because that's funny, because I was listening to a video based off of the same topic, and I was like, okay, this is definitely what I want to do. So like I said, Monday I'm going to start this really like work less challenge and see how I can still manage to still be profitable, still generate revenue, but still work less so I can put more time into eating better and working out. So those are some of the things that I really am focused on. But I mean, entrepreneurship, like I said, just being organized, develop some organization at the beginning. So that'll kind of really minimize the trial and errors or just different issues that you have and just scheduling and stuff like that in the beginning.
Well, now you focus on melanin skin. So, of course, the melanin audience is listening. Well, there's thousands of products on the shelf.
Yes.
What is the one or two things that a person should do in their skincare all the time?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Definitely cleansing with a cleansing product. A lot of people, I find that they're saying, oh, I don't use anything on my skin. I just wash with water. But you actually need a cleansing product that's going to disinfect and, you know, kill the bacteria on the top layer of your skin. Because when we go out into the world every single day, we're exposed to pollution that can go into our pores, cause all kind of, you know, bacteria and problems in our skin. And a lot of women are not cleansing their skin. They think just splashing water on their faces because they haven't had previous skin issues or concerns. You can wake up one day and develop a skin issue like at 30 and you're like, oh, I've never had issues with my skin, now I have adult acne. So that would be one of the things, definitely cleansing. And another thing is really just getting routine facials, like finding a skincare specialist in your area that really can provide you a service that is an expert in your skin type. Getting routine facials is definitely a therapy. It can help you with your overall mental clarity. A lot of people don't realize it. Sometimes we want to sit and talk to our therapist, but sometimes you just may need a day of self-care and pampering.
Absolutely.
You know, so just kind of just getting with a skincare specialist, finding someone in your city. If you're local, of course, Queendom Aesthetics. If you're like somewhere else, just finding somewhere where you can just relax and just put forth more self-care within yourself.
And that's been resonating a lot in the news, in the industry, I think, just self-care, because we're doing so much. So I definitely want everybody to know where you're located and how they can connect with you.
Okay, well, yeah, you guys can find me in New Orleans East. We are at 5800 Bullitt Avenue. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I also have a website. It's queendomaesthetics.com. You can connect with me there. You can Google us, Queendom Aesthetics, on Google. Instagram is Queendom Aesthetics. If you literally just look up Queendom Aesthetics, you'll find us. We have a beautiful, like, Till Nefertiti type logo, so people resonate that logo with us. It's a trademark logo, so people are like, oh, that's Queendom. But that's how you can connect with us. You can also give us a call at 504-909-1995, 504-909-1995, during business hours, just to consult, just to ask any questions. If you need to get directions, we do complimentary consultations. So if you are in need of just kind of figuring out what you can do to improve your self-care and your wellness, you can contact us there.
Do you have any personal goals that you're going forward with?
Yes, I want to open another location. Possibly, I'm considering that because we are in New Orleans East. I would like to have something maybe on the West Bank. So that's one of my goals for this year, is just pretty much opening up a secondary location so that we can be reachable to every audience on each, you know, bank of the city.
And what's been the best comment you've heard from someone who's experienced Queendom?
Oh, my God. People have said I've changed their lives. Like, and that is one of the things that keeps me motivated every single day, because it gets challenging. And sometimes I do want to give up. And then it's like I go to my DM on Instagram and somebody's like, oh my God, Melissa, you changed my life. I tried everything. I've been to every dermatologist and nothing's worked like your products. So that's what keeps me motivated.
And give them the name once again of your business.
Okay, the name of my company is Queendom Aesthetic.
Queendom Aesthetic. Thank you so much for being with us today, Melissa Odom. And we know we're going to hear from you again.
Yes, you will.